大家打开你的圣经到腓利门书。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Philemon.
腓利门书是一本非常短的书信。
The book of Philemon is an extremely short letter.
是保罗所写的书信当中最短的。
And it is the shortest of the letters that Paul had written.
只有25节。
It's just 25 verses long.
所以让我们一同来将整本书一次过念完。
So let us together read the entire book at one go.
腓利门书第一节，为基督耶稣被囚的保罗，同兄弟提摩太写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门。和妹子亚腓亚，并我们同当兵的亚基布，以及在你家的教会，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我的神，因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。愿你与众人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合宜的事，然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上的人。我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我，但不知道你的心意，我就不愿意这样行，叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟，在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说，是按主说。你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的，我并不用对你说，连你自己也亏欠于我。兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你得快乐，并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。我写信给你，深信你必顺服，知道你所要行的必过于我所说的。此外，你还要给我预备住处，因为我盼望借着你们的祷告，必蒙恩到你们那里去。为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴弗问你安，与我同工的马可、亚里达古、迪马、路加也都问你安。愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。阿门。
Philemon verse 1. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother.To Philemon, our beloved worker, fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us,for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man now, and now a prisoner, also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment.Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel, but I prefer to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever. No longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand, I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me, even of your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers, I will be graciously given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
腓利门书是四本监狱书信的其中一本。
The book of Philemon is one of the four prison epistles.
其他的三本监狱书信就是以弗所书、腓利比书还有哥罗西书。
The other three are Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
保罗是在罗马坐监的时候写这四封书信的。
And it was in prison at Rome that Paul wrote these letters.
上次我们提到说，以弗所书、哥罗西书跟腓利门书都是在同一个行程，由同两个人，就是推基古跟阿尼西姆送往他们的目的地。
The last time we said that the Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians were distributed on this very same journey.
腓利门是在保罗的施工，在以弗所是施工信主的。
Philemon was under what came to know the Lord under the ministry of Paul in Ephesus.
他信主过后回到了哥罗西市，在那里他就接受了这一封保罗写给他的个人书信。
And after he had become a Christian, he went back to the church at Colossae, which is where he received this letter from Paul.
腓利门是一个相当富有的人，因为我们知道他慷慨地让教会在他的家里面聚会，就在第二节那里我们知道。
We see that Philemon is a fairly wealthy man, and that is seen in verse 4 where it says that the church was worshipping in his house.
这封书信的主题就是关于饶恕。
The theme of this letter is forgiveness.
因为腓利门有一个奴仆名叫阿尼西姆，他向他的主人就是腓利门偷窃了之后，逃跑到遥远的罗马去。
This the book is about forgiveness because we see that Philemon had a slave who whose name was Onesimus, and after stealing something from Philemon, he ran away from him.
他逃跑到遥远的罗马，见到了保罗，在那里听了保罗传福音之后，他认罪悔改，转向耶稣基督，得到罪的赦免。
And he ran away to a far-off place, Rome, where he bumped into Paul, and under Paul he came to know the Lord and was repentant of his sin.
现在保罗正在打发阿尼西姆带着这个个人的书信回到腓利门那里，求腓利门饶恕他。
Now Paul is sending Onesimus back together with this letter to ask for the forgiveness of Philemon.
让我们很快的复习一下上一次我所讲的。
Let's quickly take a look at what we had spoken about last time.
因为上次我在这里讲腓利门书的时候是一个多月前的。
Because the last time we spoke about Philemon from the pulpit, it was about more than a month ago.
从腓利门书第一节到第七节，我们提到了人得赦免后所应该有的标志。
From verse 1 to verse 7, we see the characteristics of a person who after he has come to know the Lord.
这个人就是腓利门，因为他接受了耶稣基督所赐的赦免之后，他就有了这三个标志，就是对救主的忠心，对圣徒的爱心，还有慷慨分享的心。
This person is Philemon, who after accepting the grace and mercy of our Lord, had these three characteristics, which was loyalty to the Savior, love for the saints, and liberality in sharing.
我们从第五节那里就看得见，因为保罗说，腓利门的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。
We see in verse 5 that says, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have towards Lord Jesus and for all the saints.
所以腓利门不只对救主有忠心，他也对圣徒有爱心。
So he was not just loyal to the Savior, he also loved the saints.
在第六节还有第七节那里，我们也知道腓利门他因众圣徒的心都从腓利门那里得了畅快。
We see then in verse 6 and 7 that the hearts of the saints had been refreshed through Philemon.
所以腓利门有慷慨分享的心。
And therefore we say that Philemon was liberal in his sharing.
我们现在就来到了下一段。就从第八节到第二十节，今天我们会专注于第八节到第二十节。
Today we come to the second part of the book, the letter, which is verse from verse 8 to verse 20.
在这里我们看得见人得赦免后所面对的挑战。
And from here we see the challenge to the forgiven one.
上个星期我们的长老 John 在这里讲到了，你们要小心的听。
Last week, our elder John spoke from the pulpit and said that we need to take care how we listen.
有四种地方或者四种土。
And there were four different types of soils.
不过只有一种土，就是好土才会结实。
But it was just the one soil, the good soil, that would bear fruit.
种子就代表了神的话。
The seed represented God's word.
结实就代表了信徒顺服神的话。
And,
结实代表了信徒顺服神的话。
Represents the hearer's obedience to the word.
饶恕别人是一个非常难学习的功课。
Forgiving people is a very difficult lesson to learn.
甚至对于真正的信徒来说也是一个相当大的挑战。
And even to a genuine believer is not a small task.
不过神的话很清楚地教导信徒必须要彼此饶恕。
Yet God's word is very clear that believers need to forgive one another.
所以我们必须小心地听。
And therefore we need to listen carefully.
当我们听的时候也必须要顺服神的话，这样就是在听了神的话之后结实。
And we also need to be careful how we hear, because after we hear we need to be bearing fruit.
所以我们从腓利门第八节到第二十节看得出人得赦免后的挑战，这个挑战就是要饶恕，彼此饶恕。
And so from verse 8 to 20 we see the challenge to the forgiven one, and that challenge is to forgive.
所以我们看到第一点就是这个人的挑战就是要在爱心里饶恕。
We see the first challenge isTo forgive in love.
让我们看第八节还有第九节。
Let's take a look at verse 8 and 9.
我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合一的事，然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你。
Verse 8 says, accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you.
保罗是向外邦人的使徒。
Paul is the apostle for the Gentiles.
当他写信给不同教会的时候，关于到信仰上的问题，他常常都会给命令或者是吩咐教会应该怎样做。
And when it comes to spiritual things, Paul would frequently give commands on what to do.
很像在哥林多前书14:37。保罗写的，若有人以为自己是先知或是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。
And we see this in 1 Corinthians 14:37. If anyone thinks that he is a prophet or spiritual, he should acknowledge that the things I am writing to you are a command of the Lord.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书3:6，保罗也说，弟兄们，我们奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们，也就是命令你们的意思，凡有弟兄不按规矩而行，不遵守从我们所受的教训，就当远离他。
We see it the same in 2 Thessalonians 3:6. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you have received from us.
有可能有些人会变狡辩说，因为保罗是在写给教会，不过现在保罗是写一封个人的书信给腓利门。
Perhaps someone might object and say, well, these were written to churches, whereas the book, a letter of Philemon was written to an individual.
不过保罗在写给提摩太的个人书信上也是提到这些事，你要吩咐或者是命令人，也要教导人。
However, we see that in Paul's letter, individual letter to Timothy, that he said, command and teach these things, as well as command and teach these things as well, so that they may be without reproach.
所以我们知道，当保罗写信的时候，他是有权柄发命令的。
So we see that when Paul writes a letter, he has the authority to command.
而且有必要的时候，他一定会这样做。
And when there is a need, he most certainly will.
不过当他写这封书信给腓利门的时候，保罗没有坚持他身为使徒的权柄。
Yet when he wrote this letter to Philemon, Paul never used that authority.
他在第九节那里说，他是凭着爱心求腓利门。
In fact, in verse 9 he says, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you.
这告诉了我们，保罗跟腓利门之间的关系是非常亲密的。
And this hints to us at the relationship or the very close relationship that Paul and Philemon shared.
因为在第一节，保罗称腓利门为亲爱的同工。
We see also in verse 1 that Paul referred to Philemon as our beloved fellow worker.
而且在第一节到第七节，保罗已经赞扬了腓利门关于他对救主的忠心、对圣徒的爱心，还有慷慨分享的心。
And in fact, in verses 1 to 7, he commends Philemon on the loyalty to the Savior, the love for his saints, and the liberality that he has in sharing.
所以我们知道腓利门在这里他不是在犯罪。
And so we know that in this case, Philemon was not in sin.
他不需要保罗的命令或者吩咐。
And there was no need for Paul's command.
而且腓利门在推基谷跟阿尼西姆还没有到达的时候，根本就不知道阿尼西姆已经遇到了保罗。
And in fact, Philemon, even having not met Tychicus and Onesimus yet, would not have known that Onesimus was on his way.
而且保罗在写信的当时也不一定知道腓利门是否生气。
And in fact, when Paul was writing this letter, he could not be sure that Philemon was indeed still angry.
所以保罗没有必要给腓利门吩咐或者是命令。
And so there was no need for Paul to give Philemon a command.
他给的是一个特别的呼吁，非常婉转的呼吁，就是要他在爱心里饶恕。
But instead he appealed to Philemon to forgive in love.
不过保罗也提醒了腓利门，关于保罗现在是为福音的缘故被囚。
Yet at the same time, he reminded Philemon that it was for the gospel that he was appealing.
在第九节，保罗说：“然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的。”
And it says in verse 9 that Paul, I call an old man and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus.
保罗可以，他这么写其实是有一些用意，也就是说。我保罗为了耶稣基督的缘故能够受苦，喜乐的受苦，甚至被囚，这样阿尼西姆欠你的一点小债务，你应该可以原谅他。
What Paul was trying to do was to show Philemon that Paul, even an old man, could suffer for Christ Jesus to the point of being a prisoner. What more the offense that Onesimus had against Philemon?
所以保罗凭着爱心求。腓利门，这里我们就学习到了一个功课，就是要在爱心里饶恕。
And so Paul's appeal for Philemon to forgive in love is something that we can learn, or is the first lesson that we can learn.
耶稣基督也给了我们一个至高的榜样，因为当他被钉十字架的时候，他甚至为那些钉他的人祷告。
In fact, Jesus gave us the ultimate example that when he was on the cross, he asked the Father to forgive.
在路加福音23:34，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Luke 23:34 tells us, and Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
所以我们必须要在爱里饶恕。
And so we need to forgive in love.
第二点，我们看见在饶恕的过程当中，我们也必须要在损失里饶恕。
Point number two, we also need to forgive in loss.
在第十节还有第十一节，保罗说：“就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你，他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。”
Verse 10 and 11 it says, "I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me."
其实在这整本书信里面，这第十节是第一次保罗提到阿尼西姆的名字。
And in fact, in this entire letter, verse 10 is the first time Onesimus has been brought up.
当然，保罗说他是在捆锁中所生的儿子，这个什么意思呢？
And when he says that Onesimus was his child, whose father he became in his imprisonment, what does he mean?
保罗在罗马的时候正在监狱里面。
When Paul was in Rome, he was in prison.
阿尼西姆到了罗马，遇见了保罗，听了保罗传的道之后，就信了主。
And Onesimus, when he traveled to Rome, came into contact with Paul, heard the gospel from Paul, and came to believe.
所以保罗就成了阿尼西姆在属灵上的父亲。
And so Paul became a spiritual father for Onesimus.
当然，阿尼西姆就是他属灵上的儿子。
And of course, Onesimus was then his spiritual son.
阿尼西姆这个意思就是有益处的意思。
The meaning of the name Onesimus is useful.
根据考古挖出来的那些牌匾，有非常多的主人。帮他们的奴仆取这个名字阿尼西姆。
And in the Greco-Roman world, it was often that, archaeological inscriptions, the name Onesimus was commonly given to slaves by the masters.
因为主人常常希望他们的奴仆对他们有益处。
Because the masters wanted their slaves to be useful.
所以他们就取名阿尼西姆，就是有益处。
And so they gave them the name Onesimus, which means useful.
在希腊跟罗马的时代，奴仆是没有权利的。
In the Greco-Roman world, slaves had no rights.
他们就很像物品一样被买被卖。
And they were like commodities being sold and bought.
主人有完全的权利去帮他的奴仆取名。
The owners of the slaves had a full authority to give them names.
就好像你帮你的狗取名一样。
It is like naming a dog.
你可以叫你的狗叫玛丽，还有 Chops。
You could call your dog Molly or Chops。
主人不需要问他的狗，得到狗的同意。
And the master does not have to get the approval of the dog。
他只需要简单的说你玛丽，你 Chops， 你阿尼西姆。
He simply has to point and say you Molly, you Chops, you Onesimus。
保罗在第十节这里其实是在用一种双关语。
Paul in verse 10 is actually using a wordplay.
因为阿尼西姆就是有益处的意思。
Because Onesimus is useful.
所以第十一节我们其实可以这么读：他从前与你不是阿尼西姆，但如今与你我都是阿尼西姆。
So we can read verse 11 in this way. Formerly he was not Onesimus to you, but now he is indeed Onesimus to you and to me.
阿尼西姆为什么与他的主人腓利门无异呢？
Why was he useless? Why was Onesimus useless to his master?
因为他偷了他主人的财物，然后逃到了罗马去。
Because he had stolen Philemon's property and ran over to Rome.
其实在整本书信里面根本没有提到阿尼西姆跟他的主人偷窃了一些钱。
However, there is no explicit mention thatOnesimus had stolen any money or property from Philemon in this entire letter.
这样我们怎么知道阿尼西姆真的偷了钱逃跑了呢？
So then how do we know that indeed Onesimus had stolen something from Philemon and had run away?
所以在这里我们就必须要学习到如何的明白圣经。
And so over here we need to understand how we can read the Bible.
当我们读圣经的时候，如果我们要正确的明白，我们必须要读上下文，也必须要读它的背景。
And when we're reading the Bible, in order to understand it clearly, it is important for us to understand the context.
有一个传道人，非常出名的传道人这么说，一个没有上下文的经文，是个正文的前文。
A famous preacher is known to have said, a text without a context is a pretext for proof text.
所以我们现在要明白腓利门书，我们就必须看上下文，还有它的背景。
And so for us to understand Philemon, we need to understand the context.
这张地图给我们看见了哥罗西这个城市与罗马城市离开到底有多远。
This map over here shows us how far Colossae is from Rome.
你们看到在左边的极端这里就是罗马。
And you can see Rome on the left of the map.
然后在右边就是哥罗西的城市，我已经在那里指了一个箭。
And the arrow on the right shows us where Colossae is.
所以哥罗西离开罗马有大概1000英里，或者是1600公里。
And so Rome was about 1,000 miles or 1,600 kilometers from Colossae.
腓利门住在哥罗西。
Philemon stays or lives at Colossae.
保罗在罗马那里坐监。
And Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
这两个城市有陆跟海给分开的。
These two cities were separated by land and sea.
在当时的标准来说，1000英里是非常非常的遥远的。
And in those days, 1,000 miles was considered extremely far.
奴仆是主人的产业。
The slave was the property of the master.
所以腓利门不可能差阿尼基姆去到一个那么遥远的地方。
And so it was unlikely that Philemon would send Onesimus to such a far off place.
因为当奴仆在那么遥远的地方被找着的时候，他们当时的假设就是这个一定是逃跑的奴仆。
Because if a slave had been found so far away from his master, the assumption is that he had run away.
在当时的罗马律法底下，那个奴仆会受刑罚的。
And under Roman law at that time, the slave could be punished.
所以他不可能是腓利门猜他去的，应该是他跑到越远越好。
And so it was unlikely that Philemon had sent him to Rome, but it was more likely that he had run away as far as possible.
在我们当中比较年长的弟兄姐妹就会知道，以前如果你要坐飞机，就是还没有这个廉价航空之前，坐飞机是非常昂贵的。
For those of us who might be older, we might remember that flying on a plane or plane tickets back then were very expensive. This was before budget airlines.
这个当时第一世纪都没有飞机，如果阿尼斯姆要从哥罗西到罗马的时候，他必须要越过海洋，越过许多的陆地。
And back in the first century, there were obviously no aeroplanes, and he had to travel across land and across sea to get to Rome.
如果要走那么遥远的行程，需要的那个经费是一大笔钱。
And to make that journey for such a long distance would require a lot of money.
阿尼西姆去哪里找这大笔钱？
Where then would Onesimus get such a large sum of money?
很明显，对吗？
And it is pretty obvious then.
他偷了他主人的财物。
He had stolen his master's property.
不过我们假设他没有偷他主人的钱。
But perhaps if we consider that he had not stolen any money.
不过他自己整个人都是属于腓利门的，他跑到了那么远去，就是他拿他的主人的财产，就是他自己跑到了那么远去。
Yet because he was the property of his master, even his whole person having gone to Rome was in a sense taking his master's property away.
我们也知道从第十八节跟第十九节，保罗跟腓利门说，他若阿尼西姆若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上。
We also see in verse 18 and 19, Paul saying, If Onesimus has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account.
所以很明显的，阿尼西姆欠腓利门很多。
And it's obvious that Onesimus owes Philemon a big sum.
所以当我们把这些事情全部放在一起看的时候，虽然整本书信没有提到阿尼西姆偷了腓利门的钱，不过上下文跟背景来说，我们知道了阿尼西姆是一个奴仆，他偷了腓利门的钱，逃到了罗马去，是一千英里之外。
So while the letter never explicitly tells us that Onesimus had stolen anything from Philemon, if we put all these things together, it shows us that indeed Onesimus had taken something of Philemon and ran away as far as to Rome.
当然，到了罗马的时候，阿尼西姆遇见了保罗，听了保罗的福音之后，认罪悔改了。
Of course, when he had traveled all the way to Rome, he ran into Paul, he heard the gospel from Paul, and he became a believer.
现在保罗打发阿尼西姆回到腓利门那里，带着保罗的书信，就是要呼吁腓利门饶恕阿尼西姆。
And now we see that Paul has sent Philemon back together with this letter to appeal to Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
所以在第十节、第十一节那里，保罗说阿尼西姆从前与你没有益处。
And so when we go back to verse 10 and 11, we see that formerly Onesimus was useless to you.
保罗正在呼吁腓利门要在损失里饶恕阿尼西姆。
He is telling Onesimus to forgive in loss.
当然我们知道保罗答应腓利门他会偿还阿尼西姆所欠的。
Although we see that Paul had said that he would pay back Philemon whatever Onesimus owed him.
十八节保罗说他所欠你的都归在我的账上，十九节我必偿还。
We see this in verse 18 and 19 where he says, if Onesimus owes you anything, charge that to my account. In verse 19 he says, I Paul write this in my own hand, I will repay it.
不过根本没有一百八天的肯定保罗会这么做。
But there is no 100% that he will indeed do that.
我不是说保罗在撒谎。
I'm not saying that Paul is lying.
不过如果你是腓利门，你想象自己是腓利门的话，保罗现在在哪里？
But if you are Philemon, just put yourself in his shoes for a while. Where is Paul?
保罗不是在逍遥吗？
Paul is not having freedom else outside.
他在罗马的监狱里。
He is in prison in Rome.
而且保罗也自己讲他的年纪已经大了，第九节。
In fact, Paul even says that he is an old man in verse 9.
所以如果你是腓利门的话，你会指望一个在监牢里面的老人会偿还一些债务吗？
And so if you were Philemon, would you hold an old man who was in prison to his word over here?
换句话说，如果腓利门决定饶恕阿尼西姆，他必须要出自损失的饶恕。
In other words, if Philemon was to forgive Onesimus, he would have to forgive him despite having lost.
这个就是我们的第二点，在损失里必须要饶恕。
And this is our second point, forgiving in loss.
第三点就是饶恕也必须在自由里的饶恕。
The third point is forgiving in liberty.
就在第十二到第十四节。
We see this in verse 12 to 14.
我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上的人。我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我，但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行，叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Verse 12, I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel, but I preferred to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion but by your own accord.
阿尼西姆信主了之后，他忠心地侍奉保罗。
After becoming a Christian, Onesimus served Paul.
他照顾到保罗所有的需要。
And he took care of all of Paul's needs.
保罗现在在罗马的监狱里，其实不是有那种铁门的那种监狱啊，他其实是在一个屋子里面坐监。
And Paul's prison conditions weren't as we know with prison bars, but he was kept in a house.
在这个屋子里面，他无时无刻的锁住啊、与一个罗马兵丁锁在一起。
And he will at all times in this house be locked up with a Roman guard.
所以他不能够自由的进出。
And he would have no freedom to come in and come out.
有许多事情他不能够做。
There are many things that he in fact cannot do.
所以阿尼西姆肯定的是在许多非常可贵的地方侍奉保罗。
And so it is quite likely that Onesimus has been serving Paul in many important aspects.
所以保罗在十一节那里说阿尼西姆与他有益。
And that is why in verse 11 he says that Onesimus was useful to him.
阿尼西姆在这里表现了一个真正悔改的人会做一些什么。
Onesimus displays over here what a truly genuine repentant person would do.
他谦卑地侍奉保罗，不以他的锁链为耻。
And he humbly served Paul.
他不以保罗的锁链为耻。
And he was not ashamed of serving a prisoner.
因为我们也知道有许多人因为保罗被囚而离弃保罗。
And we see that actually there were others who, because Paul was in prison, left him.
很像提摩太后书第一章那里提到，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，愿主怜悯阿尼瑟弗一家的人，因他屡次使我畅快，不以我的锁链为耻。
We see in 2 Timothy 1:15-16, Paul saying, "All who are in Asia turned away from me." May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains.
在这里我们知道阿尼西姆也同样的，因为保罗被囚，他没有以他的锁链为耻。
And we see the same with Onesimus, and because Paul was in prison, he did not turn away from Paul.
箴言十七章十七节告诉我们，朋友乃时常亲爱。弟兄为患难而生。
Proverbs 17:17 tells us, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
箴言二十章六节告诉我们，人多述说自己的仁慈，但忠信人谁能遇着呢？
Proverbs 26, many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man who can find?
保罗就在阿尼西姆这里找到了这个真正的朋友，这个亲爱的弟兄。
And in Onesimus was where Paul found a real brother and a real friend.
也就是因为这个缘故，所以保罗现在算阿尼西姆为对他有益。
And it is because of this that Paul finds Onesimus useful now.
所以阿尼西姆对保罗来说是非常亲爱的弟兄。
And so Onesimus has become a very close brother to Paul.
甚至当保罗打发阿尼西姆回去腓利门那里，就好像把他的心给撕出来一样。
And even when he sent him back to Philemon, it was, as he says, like sending his very heart.
在中文圣经这里其实不是很清楚，因为他的第十二节保罗说他是我心上的人。
The Chinese translation may not be very clear.
不过英文就抓得很清楚，在英文里面所讲的是他打发的是我自己的心。
But it's very accurate or very clear in the English where he says, I am sending my very heart.
在第十三节保罗提到他可以把阿尼西姆留在罗马。
In verse 13, Paul says that he could have been very glad to keep Onesimus.
这个非常简单，他把阿尼西姆留下，写一封信给腓利门。
And it would have been very easy, he just would keep Onesimus and would simply write a letter to Philemon.
因为推基古反正是要到那里送信给哥罗西的教会，还有腓立比的教会，还有以弗所的教会，不如就省了那个麻烦，他拿多一封信给腓立门而已嘛。
In any case, Tychicus was on his way to deliver the letters to the church at Ephesus and Philippi and Colossae, so he might as well have done he had given this letter.
如果是这么做的话，腓立门就没有什么选择。
And if he had done that, Philemon would have no choice.
他一就是选择饶恕阿尼西姆，二就是选择去到罗马那里把阿尼西姆抓回来。
His options would be to one, forgive Onesimus, or to make the trip all the way to Rome to bring Onesimus back with him.
不要忘记当时没有飞机啊。
And don't forget, back then there were no aeroplanes.
罗马离哥罗西有1000英里。
Rome was about 1,000 miles away from Colossae.
所以如果保罗这样做的话，可能腓利门就会讲我贬了，原谅他吧。
And if indeed Paul had said had done that, then Philemon might have forgiven with no choice.
不过保罗没有这样做，他现在打发阿尼西姆回到腓利门的面前。
But Paul did not do that. He had sent Onesimus back personally to Philemon.
因为腓利门也是亲爱的弟兄。
Because Philemon too was a beloved brother.
所以保罗不要勉强腓利门饶恕阿尼西姆。
And so Paul does not want to force Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
他要腓利门饶恕是出自自由的饶恕。
He wanted Philemon to forgive out of his own freedom.
所以保罗打发阿尼西姆回到去。
And so Paul sent Onesimus back.
我们不要把这件事情看得太过简单。
Let us not oversimplify what's happening here.
我们必须要明白阿尼西姆回到腓利门的面前包含了什么。
We need to consider what it means when Onesimus goes back to Philemon.
因为当时奴仆在法律是没有这个人权的。
Because at that time, slaves under Roman law had no rights whatsoever.
当阿尼西姆回到腓利门那里的时候，他是完全的交托自己在他的主人的掌控下。
Onesimus having gone back to Philemon was submitting himself to anything that his master wanted.
当时的罗马律法是非常的残酷。
And Roman law back then was brutal.
罗马的律法给主人无限的权利。
Roman law gave masters of slaves limitless power.
历史告诉我们有许多的奴仆因为更小的过犯而被钉死在十字架上。
History has shown us that slaves have been crucified for far less mistakes.
所以我们在阿尼西姆的身上可以看得出一个真正认罪悔改有什么样子的表现。
And so we see in Onesimus what a genuine repentant believer would be like.
他自愿地回到腓利门面前，面对可能的死亡。
He out of his own will went back to Philemon to face certain death.
我们再来到第四点。
This brings us to point number four.
我们不只是要在自由里的饶恕，保罗也呼吁腓利门要在主里饶恕。
We are not just to forgive in liberty. Paul also appealed to Philemon to forgive in the Lord.
我们看第十五节，他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说，是按主说。你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的，我并不用对你说，连你自己也亏欠于我。兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你得快乐，并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。
Verse 15. For this is perhaps why he was departed from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand, I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me, even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ.
所以保罗在这里给腓利门最后的一个呼吁，就是腓利门啊，你要在主里饶恕你的弟兄。
So Paul over here gives Philemon one final appeal, and he tells him, Philemon, you need to forgive in the Lord.
因为阿尼西姆现在是主内的弟兄，这个关系是会直到永永远远的。
Because now Onesimus is a brother in Christ, and that relationship will last forever.
阿尼西姆不只是腓利门的奴仆了，这个奴仆跟主人的关系是一个属事的关系。
No longer is Onesimus simply a slave, and that master-slave relationship is a secular relationship.
这个就是第十六节这里按肉体说，就是指属世的关系。
And that's what it means in verse 16 when it says in the flesh.
阿尼西姆现在是腓利门的弟兄，他们有一个属天的关系，是按主说第十六节。
But now Onesimus has become a believer, and the relationship is now beloved brothers.
腓利门怎么知道阿尼西姆真正的是一个信主的弟兄呢？
How does Philemon know that Onesimus is a genuine believer in Christ?
最好的证据就是阿尼西姆现在带着保罗亲笔写的书信来到腓利门的面前。
The best proof of it is that Onesimus is now in person.Taking this letter to Philemon.
因为刚才我们已经提到了，当阿尼西姆这样做的时候，他其实是在冒生命的危险。
Because as we had said earlier on, that if Onesimus doing this would possibly cause himself a lot of harm.
因为他回来的时候有可能会面对死亡的刑罚。
Because he was submitted to his master's will, and coming back, he could very well have been punished.
没有更大的证据能够证明阿尼西姆是真正认罪悔改。
And there was no bigger evidence that Onesimus was repentant of his sin.
在第十五节，保罗甚至给腓利门一个原因，为什么这整件事情会发生。
And Paul in verse 15 gives Philemon a possible reason why all of this has happened.
他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
Verse 15 says, "For this perhaps is why he was departed from you." For a while, that you might have him back forever.
因为神这样的引导，让阿尼西姆逃到遥远的罗马去，信了主，认罪悔改。
Because it was God's plan or God's will that He allowed Onesimus to run away, go to Rome, meet with Paul, and become a believer and repent of his sins.
保罗肯定是在讲罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被招的人。
Paul must have been thinking about this verse in Romans 8, verse 28. It says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose."
保罗不是在说你只要有一个人自称信主，你单方面就必须要原谅他。
Paul is not saying that as long as someone confesses to be a Christian, that you have to forgive every single thing.
我们不要忘记。阿尼西姆回到腓利门的身边的面前，他其实是在冒生命危险。
Let's not forget that Onesimus going back to Philemon was putting himself in danger.
就算是阿尼西姆带着保罗写的书信又怎样呢？
Even if he was carrying Paul's letter.
你可以想象，如果你是阿尼西姆，你会想什么吗？
Perhaps you can consider what if you were Onesimus, what would be going through your head?
我带着保罗的书信。
I'm holding Paul's letter.
万一腓利门没有读呢？
What if Philemon doesn't read the letter?
万一他看到我，立刻就叫官兵来抓我呢？
What if he sees me and immediately calls the guards to come and get me?
我被钉了十字架上，他才读那封信怎么办？
What if only after I'm crucified will he read the letter?
这些对阿尼西姆来说都是真正的威胁。
All these things were very real dangers to Onesimus.
不过阿尼西姆还是愿意回来承担一切的后果。
Yet Onesimus was willing to come back and take responsibility for everything.
保罗也没有勉强腓利门单方面无条件的把一切的所欠的都给他掉。
Neither did Paul ask Philemon to wipe clean the entire slate with no reason.
保罗甚至答应偿还一切。
Paul in fact promised that he would return all of it.
我刚才提过了，我们没有必要指保罗在撒谎。
I said earlier on that there's no reason to believe that Paul would be lying about this.
所以保罗是非常诚恳要归还一切的。
But Paul is very sincere about wanting to pay it back.
因为保罗这一次不是最后一次坐监。
Because this was not the last time that Paul would be going to prison.
历史告诉我们，后来保罗被释放了，所以他有机会去完成他的应许。
History tells us that in fact Paul was free to go.
我们在读经的时候也知道，圣经在讲到赎罪或者偿还债务这一方面是非常一致的。
We also know that such an offer of restitution is consistent in Scripture.
因为真正的悔改会有一种自愿赎罪、归还一切的。
Because a real repentance will be genuine and wanting to give back all that has been taken.
就好像撒该一样，在路加福音十九章八节。
Just like Zacchaeus in Luke 19 verse 8.
撒该是一个税吏。
Zacchaeus was a tax collector.
撒该认罪之后，他站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。”
And the verse says, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham."
所以，如果有人自称信了主，不过却拒绝归还他所欠或所讹诈的，这个只是一个借口。
So if someone has admitted that he is now a believer, yet refuses to pay any of the debts that he has, that is not genuine.
这个不是真正悔改的标志，只是一个借口。
That is not the characteristic of one who has truly repented, but just an excuse.
所以这里也提醒了我们荣耀的福音。
And so this reminds us the glory of the gospel.
人犯的罪就是对神犯的罪。
Man has sinned and has sinned against God.
人所应该得的就是在地狱里的永刑。
What man is deserving is an eternity in hell.
不过神爱世人。
But God loved the world.
可是神没有单单的把这一切的罪给mark掉。
Yet God did not clean this entire slate.
因为犯了罪必须要偿还。
Because if you have sinned, there needs to be payment.
神就在耶稣基督的身上，他所流的宝血给偿还了这一切的债务。
And on the body of Christ, in the blood that he had shed, was payment for the sins of the world.
也就是因为耶稣基督为我们赎罪，所以我们才能够得赦免。
And it is because Christ had paid for the sins, for our sins, that is why we can be saved.
第十九节，保罗承诺必偿还阿尼西姆所欠的一些债务。
In verse 19, we see that Paul had wanted to repay everything that Onesimus owed Philemon.
不过同时间，保罗也提醒了腓利门，他所欠保罗的不是钱能够买到的。
Yet at the same time, he reminded Philemon that whatever Philemon owed to Paul was not something that Philemon could pay for.
因为腓利门听了保罗传的福音得救信主。
Because it was through Paul that Philemon came to hear the gospel and became saved.
当主赦免了腓利门的罪的时候，这个是还不清的债。
And when God had forgiven the sin of Philemon, that is not a debt that we can pay.
最后在第二十节那里，保罗也跟腓利门说，他希望腓利门使他的心得畅快。
In verse 20, we see Paul saying that he wants Philemon to refresh his heart.
在这里，保罗非常的婉转。
Over here, Paul is has much tact.
因为在第七节，保罗已经提过了。兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大有安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。
Because in verse 7, Paul had already said, "For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you."
不过那个是间接的。
Yet that was indirect.
保罗虽然喜乐，不过其实得到畅快的是其他的众圣徒。
While Paul was indeed joyful, the people who were refreshed were the saints at Colossae.
在第二十节这里，保罗现在要求腓利门给他自己这个畅快。
In verse 20, he now asks Philemon to refresh his own heart.
当然，我们知道腓利门必定会这样做，因为他已经使众圣徒的心得畅快，更何况是保罗呢？
Of course, we now see, we most certainly believe that Philemon would do this and even more.
所以我们从腓利门书第八节到第二十节学习到了这四个功课。
And so we see that, we've learned these lessons from Philemon verse 8 to verse 20.
必须在爱心里饶恕。
We need to forgive in love.
损失里饶恕。
We need to forgive in loss.
自由的饶恕。
Forgive in liberty.
还有在主里的饶恕。
Finally, forgive in the Lord.
不过这个饶恕的功课是非常难学习的。
Yet this lesson on forgiveness is a tough lesson to learn.
我们怎样应用在我们的身上呢？
How do we apply it in our lives?
很多时候我们发现不能够饶恕别人。
Very often we find that we are unable to forgive others.
因为我们觉得我有权利生气。
Because we find that we have the right to be angry.
可能我们真的是对的，另外一个人是错的。
Perhaps we were indeed right and the other person was wrong.
不过我们能不能够学习放下来在损失里饶恕呢？
Yet can we learn toput down our step down and forgive in loss.
因为弟兄姐妹主为他而死。
Because Christ died for our brothers and sisters.
难道你不能够饶恕他吗？
Can you not forgive them?
马太福音五章二十三节到二十四节说，你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前。先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
Matthew 5:23 and 24 says, So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
保罗甚至斥责哥林多教会，因为他们彼此的告状。
Paul even rebuked the Corinthians for taking one another to court over monetary matters.
哥林多前书第六章七节，保罗指责他们：你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
In 1 Corinthians 6:7, Paul rebukes them by saying, To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded?
在这个宇宙最大最大的不公平是什么？你知道吗？
In this world, the biggest unfairness, what do you think it is?
就是完全公义、圣洁、神的儿子为罪人而死。
It is a totally complete and perfect righteous Son of God dying for man.
可是耶稣基督竟然为那些钉他在十字架上的人祷告。
Yet Jesus Christ had in fact prayed for the people who put him on the cross.
对神来说，这个是一个极大的损失。
And for God, it was a huge loss.
神给他的独生子是没有罪的，去拯救罪人。
God gave his only son who was without sin to save mankind.
所以我们必须要在损失里饶恕。
And so we need to learn to forgive in our loss.
有些人自称他们不会被得罪。
Some people say that they would never be offended.
有人如果来要求他饶恕的话，他说：“哦，我没有被得罪啊。”
And if someone comes up to them and asks for forgiveness, they would say, "Oh, I was never offended in the first place."
或者他们也会说：“哦，我早已经忘记了。”
Or they might say, "Oh, I've forgotten it long ago."
不过在心里面却心怀苦毒。
Yet they are keeping it in their hearts.
当他们不理会弟兄姐妹的时候，我们就知道他其实不是真正的饶恕。
And when they ignore their brothers and sisters, that's when we see that it is not a genuine forgiveness.
或者他跟你保持距离。
Or maybe they keep a distance from one another.
我们应该老实一点，承认我们是被得罪的。
We need to be honest about the fact that we have been offended.
不过我们必须要做好预备。在爱心里饶恕。
Yet we must be prepared to forgive in love.
因为如果我们自称没有被得罪，可是却怀怒在心，我们就很像假冒为善的那些法利赛人一样。
Because if we say that we are unoffended or we are not offended, yet we keep it in our hearts, then we are like the hypocrites.
如果我们是真正的饶恕另外一个人，我们就会喜乐的收纳那个人。
But if we are truly genuine about our forgiveness, then we would be joyful in our forgiving.
我们会热忱的宽待他。
And we would be warm in receiving that person.
我们会再度的打开自己，不会担心再受到伤害。
And we would open ourselves to that person without fear of again being hurt.
我们不应该躲在一个贝壳里，因为我们担心被伤害。
And we should not be hiding ourselves away because we are afraid of being hurt again.
彼得来到耶稣基督的面前，对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。”
Peter came up to Jesus and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times."
当罪人来到教会一起侍奉神的时候，难免会彼此得罪。
When a whole bunch of sinners come together to worship God in the church, there will most certainly be offenses.
无论在言行或者是举止上，都会彼此的得罪。
And it doesn't matter if it is in word or deed, there will most certainly be the opportunity to offend one another.
如果你认为基督徒都是完全的像天使一般，这就告诉我们你从来没有在教会侍奉过。
If you think that all Christians are like angels without sin, then it tells us that you have never served in a church before.
不过当信徒彼此的得罪的时候，我们必须要在主里饶恕。
But when believers offend one another, then we must forgive one another in the Lord.
饶恕之后，我们能够同心再次全心全意的侍奉神。
And after we have forgiven, can we in a single heart united in our worship of the Lord?
彼得以为来到耶稣基督面前能够自夸。
Peter believed or thought that he could come up to Jesus and in a boasting fashion.
不过耶稣基督回答他说，基督徒要非常非常多次的彼此赦免。
Yet Jesus responded to him and said that you should forgive even more than you are ready to forgive now.
所以让我们跟阿尼西姆学习。
And so let us learn from Onesimus.
我们必须要愿意回到弟兄姐妹面前，如果我们是得罪弟兄姐妹的话，我们要像阿尼西姆一样，愿意的来到他们面前，要求他们饶恕我们。
And if we have indeed offended our brothers and sisters, we need to go back to them and ask for their forgiveness.
如果是有人得罪，有弟兄姐妹得罪我们的话，我们就必须要在爱心里饶恕，在准则里饶恕，在自由的饶恕，也在主里的饶恕。
And if there are brothers and sisters who have wronged us,then we need to be ready to forgive in love, to forgive in loss, forgive in liberty, and forgive in the Lord.
那我们请 Glenn 弟兄为我们做结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer.